Lo, then I did deny the Lord, and my arm fell from my shoulder, and the knife fell down, and I fell down upon my face on the ground, and bit the earth and the grass of the earth, and struck at it with my feet and my fists, and cried, slay him, thou, O Lord and destroyer, for he is my one and only, and I am not Abraham, and my soul fails before thee. And as I thrust about me and shrieked, lo, thunder rolled from the place along the heaven far and wide. And I had the child, and had the Lord no more, for I could not do it for him. No, 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 I could not, he groaned, and shook his head against the hand on the staff. At the last moment, asked Joseph, with lifted brows, did thy soul give way? For in the next, he went on, as his father only turned his head a little without speaking, in the very next would have sounded the voice and called unto thee, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. And thou wouldst have seen the ram in the thicket. I did not know, said the old man, for I was as Abraham, and the tale had not yet been told. Ah, but saidst thou not, thou hast cried out, I am not Abraham, responded Joseph, smiling. But if thou wast not he, then wast thou Jacob, my father, and the tale was old, and thou knewest the issue. And also it was not the boy Yitzchak whom thou boundest and wouldst slay, he added, with the same airy movement of the head. But that is the prophet of these later days, that we know already the course in which the world rolls on, and the tales in which it is fulfilled, and which were founded by the fathers. So mightst thou have trusted in the voice and the ram. Thy words are full of wit, but not of wisdom, countered the old man, forgetting in the argument his previous pain. For firstly, if I was Jacob and not Abraham, then was it uncertain whether it would fall out as before, and I could not know if the Lord would not let it come to pass to the end, whereas once he had stayed his hand. But secondly, what had my strength been before the Lord, had it come to me out of foreknowledge of the angel and the ram, and not rather from my great submission and the faith that God can make the future go through the fire unsinged, and spring the bolts of death, and is Lord of the resurrection? But thirdly, hath then God tried me? No, he hath tried Abraham, who was steadfast, but I have tried myself with the trial of Abram, and my soul hath refused, for my love was stronger than my faith, and I could not, he lamented afresh, and leaned his head against his staff, giving himself again to grief, now that he had justified his understanding. Surely I have uttered much folly, said Joseph humbly. My lack of wisdom is greater beyond doubt than that of many sheep, and a camel is like to Noah in prudence compared with this senseless child of thine. Doubtless my answer to thy just rebuke will be no more enlightened, but to this foolish one it seemeth that thou wast neither Abram nor Jacob, but, awful to utter, that thou wast the Lord, who tried Jacob with the trial of Abram, and thou hadst the wisdom of the Lord, and knewest what trial he was minded to lay upon Jacob, namely, that one which he was not minded to let Abram endure to the end. For he spoke to him, I am Melech, the bull god of Baalim, bring me thy firstborn. But when Abram hasted to bring him, then spake the Lord, Am I Melech, the bull king? No, for I am the God of Abraham, whose face is not like the ploughed field when the sun breaks it up, but rather like the face of the moon. And that which I commanded, I did not command that thou mightst fulfill, but that thou mightest learn that thou shouldst not do it. because it is an abomination in my sight. And moreover, lo, here is a ram. My father then did but divert himself with trying whether he could do that which the Lord forbade unto Abram, and now he grieveth because he found that he could never do it. Like an angel, said Jacob as he rose, shaking his head in the greatness of his emotion. Like an angel near to the throne of God, so speakst thou, Jehoseph, my child of God. Would that Mammy could hear thee. She would clap her hands, and her eyes, which are thy eyes, would shine with laughter. But only half of the truth is in thy words. The other half remaineth in mine, for I showed myself weak in self-confidence. But thy part of the truth hast thou adorned with the ornament of graciousness, and anointed it with the oil of wit, so that it was a delight to the understanding, and a balsam unto my heart. How cometh it now that the words of my child are a stream full of wisdom, and fall blithely over the rocks of truth, and drop plashing into the heart, making it leap for joy? Of oil, wine, and figs. Thus it is, then, Joseph replied. Wit is of the nature of a messenger to and fro, and of a go-between twixt sun and moon, and twixt the power of Shamash and of Sin over men's bodies and understandings. Such was the teaching of Eliezer, thy man of wisdom, when he taught me the knowledge of the stars and their conjunctions, and their power over the hour according to their aspects. And when he put the hour hand of my birth in Haran in Mesopotamia, at midday in the month of Tammuz, when Shamash stood in mid-heaven, and in the sign of the twins, and in the east the sign of the Virgin was rising, he pointed to the constellations, one of which was declining westwards, the other just coming up in the eastern sky, and went on, that is a sign of Nabu, may it please my father to know, a sign of Tot, the writer of tablets, a light and versatile god, as which he speaketh between things for their good, and promoteth intercourse. And the sun, too, standing in a sign of Nabu, was lord of the hour, and was in conjunction with the moon, favorable to him, according to the learning of priests and interpreters, for his wisdom receiveth mildness therefrom, and his heart clemency. But Nabu, the go-between, was in opposition to Nergal, the fox and mischief-maker, giving hardness to his dominion, and stamping it with the seal of fate. Ishtar as well, whose part is moderation and sweetness, love and mercy, who culminated at that hour, and was in good aspect to Sin and Nabu, she too was in the sign of the bull, and instructed it to give tranquillity and abiding valor, and shaped the understanding for delight. But likewise, so said Eliezer, she had a trine aspect of Nergal in Capricorn, whereat Eliezer rejoiced, for her sweetness would not be savorless, but like honey spiced with the herbs of the field. The moon stood in the sigh of Cancer, its own sign, and all indicators stood, if not in their own, at least in benefic signs. But if Nabu, the judicious, is united with the powerfully placed moon, then will the man go far in the earth. And if, as at that hour, the sun hath a trine aspect to Ninurta, warrior and huntsman, that is a sign of a share in the events of the kingdoms of the earth, and the administration of authority. Indeed, it had been no evil nativity, if the folly of thy ill-begotten child bring not all to naught. Said the old man, looking aside as he lightly smoothed the lad's hair. It resteth with the Lord who ruleth the stars. But what he showeth with them cannot mean the same each time. Wert thou the son of the great, and of a man of power in the world, then might one read that thou shouldst partake of government and authority. But since thou art a shepherd, and a shepherd's son, then it is clear to the understanding that it must mean something of a lesser import. But what of wit, as a messenger to and fro? I am returning to that now, quoth Joseph, and guiding my thoughts in that direction. For my father's blessing was his birth, with the sun in the zenith, with its aspect to Marduk in Libra, and Ninurta in the 11th sign, and added to that the aspect between two paternal indicators, the king and the warrior, exchanged with each other. That is a powerful blessing. But my lord knoweth how powerful likewise was the maternal, too, and the blessing of the moon, from the powerful configurations of Sin and Ishtar. There, then, was probably the understanding that was displayed. For instance, in the opposition of Nabu to Nergal, from the ruling writer of tablets and the hard light of the retrograde blackguard in Capricorn, displayed that he might play the go-between twixt paternal and maternal inheritance, keep the balance between father and mother power, and blithely reconcile the blessing of the day with the blessing of the night. He broke off with a somewhat wry smile, which Jacob, sitting above and behind him, did not see. The father said, "The old man Eliezer hath much experience, and hath gathered together wisdom, and, as it were, hath read the stones of the time before the flood. And he hath taught thee manifold truths and values from the beginnings, the origins and relations of things, and much that is of use to be used in the world. But of many a thing can it not be said with certainty, whether it is to be counted with the true and useful. And my heart is swayed by doubt, whether he did well to show thee the arts of the stargazers and magicians of Shinar. For indeed I hold the head of my son to be worthy all wisdom, but I knew not that our fathers had read in the stars, or that God had commanded Adam to do so. And I am careful and in doubt whether it may not come close to worship of the stars, and perhaps it may be an abomination before the Lord, and a doubtful and devilish middle thing between worship and idolatry." He shook his head anxiously, attacked at his most vulnerable point between distress over the right course and brooding affliction over God's unclarity. "Much is in doubt," answered Joseph, if what he said may be called an answer. "For instance, is it the night that conceals the day, or the day the night? For it would be important to distinguish this, and often in field and hut have I considered it, hoping, if I could decide, to draw from the decision conclusions as to the virtue of the blessing of the sun and of the moon, as well as of the beauty of the father and the mother inheritance. For my little mother, whose cheeks smelt of rose leaves, went down into the night in childbed with my brother, who still dwells in the women's tents, and dying, she gave him the name Ben-Oni. And it is well known that at On, in the land of Egypt, Osiris has his place, who is the king of the underworld. But thou callst the boy Benjamin, as much as to say the son of the true and favorite wife, and that is a beautiful name. Yet not always do I obey thee, but sometimes name my brother Ben-Oni, and he heareth it gladly, for he knoweth that Ma-Mi, at the moment when she parted, would have it so. She is now gone into the night, and loveth us from out of it, the little one and me, and her blessing is the blessing of the moon and the depths. Doth my lord not know of the two trees in the garden of the world? From the one cometh oil, with which they anoint the kings of the earth, that they may live. From the other come forth figs, green and rosy and full of sweet seeds, and whoever eats of them shall die. Out of its broad leaves Adam and Eve made themselves aprons to hide their shame, since knowledge became their portion beneath the full moon of the summer equinox, when he passeth through his marriage point to decline and die. Oil and wine are sacred to the sun, and well for him whose brow drippeth with oil, and his eyes are drunken with the shining of red wine. For his words will be a brightness, and a laughing, and a consolation to the peoples, and will show them the ram in the thicket for a sacrifice unto the Lord instead of the firstborn son, so that they are healed of tormenting fear. But the sweet fruit of the fig is sacred to the moon, and well for him whom the little mother nourisheth out of the night with its flesh, for he will grow as though beside a stream, and his soul have roots whence the streams arise, and his word be made flesh, and living as a body of earth, and with him shall be the spirit of prophecy. How was he speaking? In a whisper. It was as it had been before his father found him. It was not quite canny. His shoulders shook, his hands trembled on his knees, he smiled, his eyeballs rolled inwards to show the whites. Jacob saw it not, but he had listened. He bent towards the child, lifting his hands above his head protectingly, yet not touching it. But then he laid his left hand on Joseph's hair, and at the touch the boy at once relaxed. At the same time, with the other, he sought his son's right hand that lay on his knee, and he said, with deliberate homeliness of speech, "Hearken, Jacob, my son, to what I will ask thee, since my heart misgiveth me for the cattle and for the prospering of the flocks. The early rains were comforting, and they fell before winter came on, with no bursting of the cloud to flood the meadows and fill only the wells of the unsettled, rather a gentle drizzling, doing good under the fields. But winter was dry, and the sea would not send the air of its mildness. Rather came the wind from desert and plain, and the heavens were clear, a delight to the eye, but care unto the heart. Woe unto us if the latter rains delay and come not, for there would be no harvest for the husbandman, and the sowing of the farmer would be vain, and the grass would wither before its time, so that the cattle found naught to eat, and the udders of the kine would hang down empty.